Want to welcome a friend onto the show today. We met Renny Gabriel at the Encino Chamber when we were doing monthly marketing mornings. He's a great student, and he's
and
also
a nice guy.
And he really is. His bio: he's a chartered life underwriter and a certified financial planner. His clients range from financial professionals like CPAs, stockbrokers, financial planning companies, to large corp organizations like the FBI. Ooh, we got to ask him about that, and Toyota Motors. Renny uses his award-winning best-selling book called Wealth on Any Income. In fact, you can go to wealthonanyincome.com and see excerpts of that. He uses his book to teach effective money skills from both the emotional and psychological aspects as well as the practical components. After 40 successful years doing the math, 40 started when he was 18, he's 50, okay, in financial services.
Nice.
Thanks. Renny now works to donate 100% of the profits from his speaking fees, wealth programs, books, and business coaching to a charity, and this is so cool, where dogs are rescued, trained, and donated as service animals for soldiers with PTSD and TBI. That's a post-traumatic distress disorder and traumatic brain injuries. the website to check out there, and we'll mention it a couple times, is sheltertosoldier.org. So, hey, Renny, are you on? Welcome.
Yes, I am. That's so nice, the way you introduced me as a friend.
Well, absolutely.
Well, how would you like me to introduce you as just some dude that, you know, shows up at stuff? Or?
I mean, it's so much better than just some guy you found on the sidewalk.
Oh, absolutely. You know, most of the people that end up being guests on the show are friends that we've met at either our events or other events, or they have other radio shows on this network, or, you know, or their clients, or, you know, it's going to be a rare thing that we have somebody on that we don't have some sort of relationship with, because those are the most fun guests.
I agree with you.
So, I have to ask you first thing off, the part of your bio I didn't read. It said that you went broke twice because of two divorces. Is that really what happened? That the two women screwed you?
Well, no. I mean, the first one I was married to for 19 years, so you know we split up the community property, but there wasn't a lot of liquid assets, and the second divorce. I didn't take the full advice of my attorney in terms of the prenuptial, and so in essence, I did myself.
I see. So your lawyer gave you advice, and you didn't follow it.
That's correct. That's kind of like a stupid thing to do.
Did you spend a lot of money on him?
Probably not enough. Maybe if I would have spent more, I would have listened better.
Wow.
See, I think that's a really good financial tip. If we all have to charge what we're worth, and if the people don't pay it, then they're not going to take the advice. I think we should double our costs, what we charge.
Huh.
So they'll listen to us more.
Absolutely. But don't do that until after I take your next course.
Well, the next course that we're giving is in Sedona on September 19th through 22, and we are offering the half price deal.
Oh, okay.
It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. We know Sedona is going to be empty that weekend, so all of the activities that we're going to do are going to be really easy to do. We're trying to make it easy on ourselves that weekend. So, okay, let's. I want to talk about Shelter to Soldier first.
Okay.
Where did the idea for that? Is this your idea? Where did it come from?
It came from my wife, who is the head of a charitable foundation. Someone brought this organization to her attention. She knows that, I mean, we both donate to animal causes. I also donate to various veteran causes. And so she said, look, honey, I think you'd be interested in this. And so I went to one of the presentations where she had the founder of the organization and one of the veterans that was being served, and I was able to not cry three times.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times did you cry?
I controlled myself. I turn away. I think of other things. But bottom line,
think of baseball. What's the starting lineup for the Dodgers? Yeah, I got it.
No. Then I continue to cry. it touched me right to my heart, and I realized, you know, I was working on a project that wasn't. I wasn't getting the kind of traction I wanted, so I was just ready to kiss it off and say, the heck with it. I thought, you know what? Why don't I just donate all the profits from my wealth on any income programs to this charity? Then I have some reason to continue doing it. Otherwise, I don't.
So this was a self-motivating reason to do it.
Correct.
That way because some people say, well, okay, I need a way to make money. So they find a way to make money, but you're using this just as a way of staying interested and to motivate yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I have enough money from the investments that I've made. I mean, I was in the financial services industry for about 40 years. I coached business owners. I coached financial planners. I coached CPAs. You know, I know how to make money. I made money. So I didn't need to do this as a way of making money. So the only reason for doing it now is to just give back.
So looking at this now, we talked about this at a event, one of our, I think it was Promotionally Minded Marketing Days, and you weren't sure whether to even mention it or not.
That's right, exactly. Because, you know, I thought, you know, who really cares? And then I found out I was 180 degrees wrong. People do care. They are more interested in what I'm up to because they know where the money is going. And it's not like I'm doing this to line my own pockets.
Exactly.
That is the pull of nonprofits. You know, we're huge proponents of people doing good stuff. Doing good in the community. One of the ads that you always hear on our radio show is for yesican.org, Child Advocacy Network, because we think it's very important for entrepreneurs to, you know, it's kind of colloquial to say give back, you know, whatever. No, I think there should be some reason for you to get up in the morning. There should be some reason, extra reason in your business to make money. There, it can't just be the money. That's not going to motivate you to do well. But if you know that there is a nonprofit or two or three or four that are counting on you. So how does Shelter to Shelter, how do they work?
The owner, Graham Bloom, finds dogs in generally high-kill shelters. And these are dogs that have a purpose in life. And their purpose is not being fulfilled, and they're going to be euthanized. Mm. He finds the dogs with the right personality that can be trained as service animals, and he trains them, handles, you know, the vet bills, the training, and all of that stuff, and then pairs it with a soldier who's been approved by the Veterans Administration to have a service animal. And that's pretty much the extent of the VA's involvement. They say, yes, you can have a service animal. You know, do you have $30,000 to go out and buy one now?
Jesus.
You know, I mean, it's absurd. And so the veterans, you know, apply, and he approves the veterans that will be a match for the dog, trains them with the dog, and the whole program is covered through donations. It costs about $12,000 to train the dog, handle the vet bills, the food, the training, train the vet, house the vet during the training, and all of that. And, you know, it's half the cost of the for-profit programs.
Wow, that's amazing. We're talking to Randy Gabriel, who is a certified financial planner who is tied in with an amazing nonprofit that we're hearing about, ShelterToSoldier.org. We're going to go to our next break. And when we come back, let's talk about how you market yourself in order to promote that. You're listening to The Marketing Checklist. We're here on StarWorldwide.com. Last Friday night, yeah, we did some table talks, and we took to
You're listening to The Marketing Checklist. We'll be back after this break.
He's done it to me. Has he done it to you? Time after time after time. No, I'm sorry. No regrets, no remorse. It's time to tell him exactly how you feel about him. Learn to park!
Kathy isn't talking about her ex. She's talking about that rude four-wheel drive, sports car, or SUV that just can't seem to park between two lines painted on parking lot asphalt. The answer? LearnToPark.com. LearnToPark.com helps you fight back. At LearnToPark.com, you'll find 8-inch by 3-inch orange temporary post-its that scream, "Learn to park!" And if you want the whole world to see, put the post-it on their windshield, snap a photo, then upload it to the LearnToPark.com website.
Capturing the attention of your audience is the first step in making the sale. Whether you've invited clients to an open house, are exhibiting at a trade show, or holding a sales meeting for employees, you need your audience to magically pay attention to your message. So why not use magic to do just that? Glendolf the Magician is a business person's magician. Using comedy, misdirection, and sleight of hand, Glendolf the Magician weaves your message into every presentation, making your product the star. Think of a card. If it isn't the ace of sales, call 323-207-0877. Glendolf will entertain, amaze, and astound. All while helping you prestidigitate your message into the top hat of your clients' minds. Call today. 323-207-0877. You only have to get taken advantage of once in business to know you need a lawyer, a great lawyer on your team, before you venture out onto the commerce playing field. Bob Epstein of the Law Offices of Bob Epstein is that great lawyer. Whether it's a partnership agreement or joint venture contract, collection matter, or a lease of any type, Bob Epstein is there to protect your business. Check out his blog at itsagreatdaytosue.com. And call them at 818-716-1700. The Law Offices of Bob Epstein, the legal teammate every business needs to thrive.
Welcome back to The Marketing Checklist. Now, here's your host, Hank Uloff.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number.
And that number is 480-945-0442, 480-945-0442. You're listening to The Marketing Checklist here on StarWorldwide.com. We have Rennie Gabriel on with us. Hey, Rennie, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Hank.
It's Hank. You know, I would get offended by that, but it is amazing how many times that Hank turns into Mark.
Really?
Do you
prefer Hank over Frank or Mark over Frank?
It's all water off a duck by this time. Okay. You know, I have one of those names that just, I don't know. So we're talking to Renee.
Oh, thank you so much.
I almost said it again. Just for a minute. Rennie, tell me about your book, Wealth on Any Income.
Absolutely. The book was an award-winning bestseller back in 2002, and it's done well. I used it to train insurance agents, financial planners, CPAs, and how to work with their clients. Obviously, the book is perfect for the general public to learn how to handle money effectively and find out what kind of blocks they have before they can put their money together appropriately, how they can handle emergency expenses, get out of debt, save for a time where they can choose to work instead of have to work. I mean, it really covers the gamut from this emotional stuff that's in the way to getting out of debt, to paying yourself first, to where to put the money when you finally are accumulating it, so that ultimately you don't have to work any longer if that's what you choose.
You realize that just like my book, The Marketing Checklist, if somebody reads your book, they don't need to hire you, right?
You know, it's so funny. That's the way I wrote the book. My plan was I'm going to put so much in that book that no one will want to work with me because I, you know, I said, oh, okay, I've done enough of this. And I found out that's not how life works.
No.
When you become the author of a book, all of a sudden people view you as the expert, and then more people want to work with you.
Absolutely. And it's like, wow, if he's giving this stuff away for free, how good is he when we actually pay him?
They see exactly. You as the authority. Huh.
So yeah. So it's not just a 200-page business card?
Yeah, well, how do you spell, what are the first few letters of the word authority?
No, it's the way you say that, or what are the first six letters of the word authority? You have to remember the number six. Go ahead, try it again.
First six letters of which word?
Authority.
A-T-A-A.
Oh, dear Lord. Author.
So
your
can't
book.
Obviously, I don't have enough fingers on one hand to get to six.
So your book isn't just a 200-page business card.
No, it's not. Although I get to use it that way, that's what helped me work with the FBI, with Toyota Motors, with various city governments, with Department of Water and Power, with the U.S. Post Office. All these other organizations said, we want this person to come in and talk to our groups because, you know, he seems to know what he's talking about.
And did you send the book to them, or did they just find it?
Oftentimes an employee ran across the book, maybe attended one of my workshops or UCLA classes, and then brought it to someone in the HR department and said, do you think he'd be willing to come in and speak to our company?
So let's see. I just heard he has the book. He was speaking at some groups. So he wasn't just doing one thing to market himself. He was doing several things that all worked together to get him business.
Bravo.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I just partnered with a Dr. Kat Schreier, and she goes by the Web Tribe Guide. And the whole point is to convert my material from the book and my UCLA class to a new online live interactive program that includes a mastermind component along with the video course, materials, and all that stuff. So we're even rolling this out event starting Veterans Day, November 11th. In Irvine, to a group of 300 heart-centered entrepreneurs, speakers, coaches, and other authors.
Sharon just wrote me a note. She wants to talk to you about promoting one of the marketing boot camps that we're doing is designed for CPAs and financial planners. So she wants to talk to you off air about our affiliate program.
Oh,
which would create income for shelter2soldier.org.
I'm always ready to talk about doing that.
And what does shelter2soldier.org do?
They rescue dogs from high-kill shelters and train them as service animals for soldiers who've returned with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury.
You know, Hank, we also have one coming up next year for veterans that own businesses, and so Rennie could actually double dip.
Wow. Yeah, we need to talk to you about the affiliate program for the program.
That's perfect. I mean, this is the perfect fit for veteran organizations or veterans who are attempting to be entrepreneurs. This is such a perfect fit for them.
So how else have you promoted your book? What was the idea behind your book publishing company?
Well, when I found out that more people want to work with the author of a book, that was the genesis of the book publishing company. And we ended up publishing 80 titles that went out into the bookstores for realtors, a guy who teaches roller hockey, a woman who had Hollywood beauty secrets, a guy who did financial planning for gays and lesbians. After he came out with his book, a gay magazine asked if he would write a column on a regular basis for them every month, and they paid him $5,000 a month for his column that marketed himself, and the book produced that result. I mean,
what a horrible thing to have to do is to get paid to market yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost criminal, but you know, you fall into that trap. What do you do?
You know, I don't think it's criminal. I think it is.
I think he was being facetious.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a I think it's a positive thing when your brilliance is being recognized. So are you using social media to market the book and the nonprofit?
I have been using it ineffectively in the past, and that was the primary reason I partnered with Dr. Kat Schreier, because she's got the media experience, she's got the connections with joint ventures and people who want to be affiliates, and she's done video, she set up videos for speakers and authors and, you know, Hangouts, Google Hangouts and all that stuff. So she's taking me into this new world.
You know, it's not a silver bullet. It isn't the magic one thing fits all, but it is important to do, and you have to be on social media. Let's do this. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our last break, and we will come back. We'll talk a little bit more with Renny Gabriel, who is a retired certified planner because he's so rich, because he's so good. Does that work, Renny?
That works, Hank.
There we are. All right, you're listening to The Marketing Checklist on StarWorldwide.com.
You're listening to The Marketing Checklist. We'll be back after this break.
I'm on fire.
Want to be the hit of a trade show? Need your salespeople to be more successful? Is it vital for your company to be remembered by clients and prospects? Promotionally Minded has the answers to these marketing challenges and dozens more. Promotionally Minded provides all the cool imprinted promotional products your competitors have used to thrive. Want your company logo sitting on the desk of your target market clients? Call Promotionally Minded today at 800-705-4265 or head to promotionallyminded.com. Polluting the world one t-shirt, calendar, and coffee mug at a time. Promotionallyminded.com. Attention actors in Dallas. It's time to hone your craft at the wildly acclaimed on-camera workshops at Class Act Dallas. Class Act Dallas offers a comprehensive creative program for actors at all levels of experience in a fun, supportive environment that produces confident, versatile actors. Head to classactdallas.com and schedule a free acting session and find out for yourself why so many actors and industry professionals consider us the most exciting acting ensemble in the Southwest. In Class Act Dallas sessions, you are prepared for the actual conditions of the set. You will perform numerous times with various partners in an inspiring, energetic, and collegial environment. We learn more about acting by doing it for the joy of doing it. So go to classactdallas.com and get started.
We see it every day on TV. Real or fictionalized stories of people who have been abused. Many abuse survivors relate to those stories and think they have to suffer in silence. But there is an answer. The International Child Advocacy Network, YesICan.org, provides online facilitated chat rooms for child abuse and domestic violence survivors. YesICan.org, the sole provider of these online services, stands ready to help break the silence and cycle of abuse in your life. Go to YesICan.org for more information. YesICan.org, working worldwide to break the silence and cycle of abuse.
That song is Crawling to Me, another one by Wendy West on Star Worldwide. Yeah, Wendy, hey, if you're listening to that, oh man, thanks for letting us. It's a little, is it warm in here?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is now.
Hey, we want to give a shout out on Rockstar Worldwide, the network where we appear. Marianne Eamon just had
Eamon.
Yeah, just had her first show.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Marianne. Way to go. Enjoy. So now you're the lead into our show. So we expect you to build our numbers up by having a really good show.
No doubt.
So that's your job.
How could she not have a really good show?
We needed a really good lead-in show, and you are it. So welcome to the network, Marianne. We're talking to Renee Gabriel. Again, I almost said Renee. Almost said it. I should have written it. Chartered life underwriter, certified financial planner, and a mensch to the world and soldiers, because all of the profits that come from his book, Wealth on Any Income, go toward helping soldiers with traumatic brain injuries and PTSD, shelter2soldier.org. So, hey, Rennie, what haven't I asked you that I need to ask you about what you do?
I was going to say, I realized one of the things you could ask me is, do I have any free gifts for your listeners? And the answer is yes.
Do you have any free gifts for our listeners? They deserve a free gift.
I'm so glad you asked that.
I mean, they listen to us every week. And, well, they listen to – Sharon's okay, but they listen to me every week. And I think they deserve something for that.
They absolutely do. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. if they go to my website, Wealth on Any Income, which is the same as title as the book, Wealth on Any
Is that
income.
A wealth on, is that a .com or is that one of those stupid ones like .net or .biz?
No. It's a .com. I mean,
yay!
We're in business here.
Bravo!
They will, if they opt in, they can get a free summary of the book, including the forms that the wealthy use, the way the wealthy use them. And I talk about the investments the wealthy make, which is not what we typically do. And that's free to anyone who goes to wealthonanyincome.com and requests it.
That's pretty cool. And they end up on your mailing list, right?
Exactly. And then I ask them to buy the book, and then the profits get to go to my charity. Well, not my charity, but Shelter to Soldier.
The charity you support.
They go to the nonprofit for which you are an angel supporting.
Correct.
So what do you think about creating your own language or quotes for marketing? We've had this discussion, so I had to bring it up.
Yeah, no, I think it's important because people need a differentiation factor. And when you have your own language for certain things, and I'll give you an example, for the process that I take people through in terms of transforming their finances, I say it's only three steps. It's AFI, which is not the American Film Institute.
Yeah, they would be rather upset with you.
Yeah. AFI stands for Attitude, Forms, and Investments of the Wealthy. But I use AFI. I have a spending register. I don't allow people to make budgets because budgets deal with lack and sacrifice and deprivation. So we do a spending plan. I want people to spend money to reach their financial goals. So this kind of languaging, I think, is very important, and it sets people apart from what they hear from everyone else. In terms of quotes, there was someone I know whose marketing is a business card with nothing but his quotes on it, because he says, well, people, you know, they throw away a business card, they put it in a drawer, you know, but my quote card they carry in their wallet. So I ended up creating a whole bunch of quotes that I've used in my UCLA class and other training, and haven't distributed it yet, but but I do have it.
You know what the return on the investment is if you don't distribute it?
Somewhere between zero and infinity zero.
There you go. But it's a really great idea.
Yeah.
We also create, we've done memes with quotes that are, well, ours. It's a good thing to do. You know, get yourself known for being known and for being helpful. So that's awesome. So, hey, Rennie, I want to thank you for being on the show. We're getting toward the end of our show. I mean, I know Marianne was on before us and she was probably, you know, handled it really well. So thanks for listening, Marianne. And Rennie, thanks for being on the show. We're going to be talking to you on the phone later on. Just so you know, Sharon will be calling. Everyone else that's listening, hey, we appreciate you spending your time to listen to the Marketing Checklist. We know you could do tons of other things. We always looking for ways that we can help your business. If you have questions that you need answered, send them to radioshow@ourmarketingguy.com. We'll get you an answer either on the air or we will answer you through email. We're here Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Pacific. And I think that's it for the week. The last thing, remember the special that we have.
Okay.
Go to, if you want to come to Sedona Marketing Retreats, November 19 through 22. It's a Thursday evening through a Sunday around noon. You'll leave with a marketing plan and the having had a lot of fun in Sedona. But you have to call before Sunday, our toll-free number, 800-705-4265. That's it for the week. We will see you next time on The Marketing Checklist.
You've been listening to The Marketing Checklist with Hank Uloff. To continue crossing things off your company checklist, connect with Hank at ourmarketingguy.com. Until next week, remember that marketing is everything you do when you're not doing what you do. Our Marketing Guy gets you better results. I love that.